The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and/or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors before making any business decision. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. MCA Back Office aims to help real estate wholesalers who have their 9-to-5 jobs, those who are busy with their businesses or family responsibilities, and even help students. MCA Back Office gives you leads, research comps, calculate offers for you. Basically, MCA be your back office. You can find them on Facebook. Just search MCA Back Office.
My name is Coach Jay, and I got Miss K on there with us. Hey, how you doing, Miss K?
Good. How are you, Coach Jay?
Doing great, doing great. What's up, good. Jay? Jason, how you doing today?
Oh, man, everything's great. Can't complain.
Excellent, man. So we're going to dive right into this thing, man. So what did you guys have to do to step outside your comfort zone as a business owner? Name a couple of things that you had to do to kind of step outside that comfort zone.
I'm going to sum it up into one word, though, Jade, and that's sacrifice. Ooh. I had to sacrifice some of the norm that the typical person my age or in my age group would be doing. I had to sacrifice that to be able to, again, realize what it was that I was actually after. I had to lose some people along the way, you know, and I gained some other people to replace them in the same spot. But yeah, sacrifice is that number one word. And, you know, I actually put sacrifice and love together. I believe that they're the same.
For me, sacrifice as well, not to copy off of Mr. Jason, but
no, I mean, you're not copying. I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, sacrificing, you know, just studying tax law, sacrificing time from my family, for my personal things I like to do, my hobbies. Definitely what I had mentioned before, you know, to kind of get out of my introverted shell and to, you know, talk more and to collaborate more with different people. I've definitely had a lot of personal sacrifices and financial sacrifices, you know, to be able to afford to take, you know, certain exams that you need for the IRS, and even to take advantage accounting classes. I mean, you know, these things cost money. You know, you just don't learn all this stuff for free. You know, and I did sacrifice financially by, you know, paying for my mentor to mentor me. You know, these things are not cheap, but it's definitely a passion of mine. My business is a passion. I love what I do. I don't regret it, but sacrifice is, for me, is like my word of 2021 of this year. I was in a tax boot camp every single Saturday for 5 hours each Saturday, just learning, grinding, learning, you know, and then have to be able to articulate that to somebody else when you're shy is really hard. So,
yeah.
You know, and with being an entrepreneur, you need to have confidence in what you do and who you are. And if that's an issue for you personally, then that's something that you'll definitely have to work on, you know, being an entrepreneur, because you have to have so much confidence that it conveys to your customers that, you know, they can trust you. And, well, I lost my thought, but anyway, confidence for sure. Sorry.
I think what she was trying to say is the likability part. You know, you got to be likable.
Yes. Yes, there you go.
Well, I was the type of person, I would say my sacrifice was the biggest thing for me. I played in my head a lot, right? I run through stuff through my head constantly, and to actually put it into action for other people to critique it was a big thing. That was a sacrifice that I had to do. I had to say, you know what? Forget how I'm feeling. I'm going to put this out here, and I don't care what people think about it, right? So yeah. that was a big thing for me. That was a big thing for me. But now I actually enjoy it now, right? Prime example, with this podcast right now, right? I'm not really normally a talkative person like that. I play in my head a lot. I work things out through my head, right? So for me to learn this on the go at the same time, putting it out for people to critique it is a big deal for me. Yeah. But I love it because on the other side of fear is success. That's how I look at it. I don't care how people take it.
Yes.
Just react to it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I say. Just react to it. I know I'm affecting the world. That's how I feel. So I will go so far to say that as well. But I have no problem with talking to people. I have no problem putting myself in situations. I mean, I come from an environment where I did a lot of stuff back, you know, I was young, right? I'm not too proud of now. So, and I had to put myself out there then, right? So this is easy compared to how I left my life coming up. So, but my thing, my advice to whoever's paying attention to this, man, just get out. Just get started. Get out your own way and let's see if you can fly.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, man, is that people, you know, I heard this guy say, Les Brown said, he said, man, the biggest thing, man, that people will regret is when they're on their deathbed one day and they think about all the ideas that they had in their head and they never took a shot. I don't have that fear no more. Every time I think of something, I'm shooting, right? So I'm a wild man over here. I'm shooting. So, sacrificing, putting myself out there. Other than that, man, I'm taking a shot.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Here's the problem, though, Jay, and I, anybody that's listening to this, I want you to do a self-evaluation. I want you to do what's called I want you to step outside of yourself for a minute, right? And I want you to ask yourself, even if you are taking the shot, are you aiming too low?
Yes.
If you're even taking the shot, are you aiming too low? Yes. Because of what you might feel like if you aim too high and you miss. I want you to, you know, do some self-examination in reference to that, because I realized that also in the beginning, even though I was making some sacrifice, I wasn't making enough because I was aiming too low so I could hit those targets, but I wasn't aiming high enough so that I can exactly reach the goal no matter what I had to go through to get to it. So I wanted to definitely throw that out there.
If your next move that you get ready to do don't scare you, you're not doing enough.
Yeah, it's supposed to scare you and excite you at the same time. It is supposed to scare you and excite you at the same time. And if it doesn't do both, then it ain't worth doing.
It's just
not worth doing.
Like that. That is a word. You're preaching.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you got to go. Hey, all three of us on this line, if you didn't notice, we all just sat here and talked about actually success. But I want you to also know that you might not be able to see them physically, but everybody that's listening to this, there's war wounds on the other side of this. These mics, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some war wounds on the other side of this, absolutely. On the other side of these mics, and you've got to be willing to put on that suit of armor and go out there and take some licks. You've got to be able to take it. You know, in the Marine Corps, one of the things that we had to face was fear. We didn't know what was on the other side of that wall. We didn't know what was on the other side of that door when we were getting ready to bust in there, and so. We create that different persona to be able to get out there and get it done.
You just got to say, you know what? I don't care what it is. I'm coming.
I'm coming.
If you think about all the business ventures that you had since a kid, right? All the failures that you know, all the things that you failed at got to this point you're at right now.
Yeah.
Right? So you can take 100 shots, but if one of them hit, you know, you won, man. You won, especially if you're aiming high.
Yeah, just take the shot, you know.
Take the shot.
You know, it ain't gonna kill you.
Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.